most of the world's opium comes from Afghanistan, 80%, at least 80%. And it's flooding world markets, and people are looking to Afghanistan to a certain extent with blame because there's a heroin problem among their residents, and they hope they can somehow turn off the spigot of opium poppies coming out of Afghanistan. That's the problem. The biggest heroin market in the world right now is Russia, and with more details, we have the BBC's Moscow correspondent, Rupert Wingfield Hayes. He's been looking into the problem there. Rupert, you have said heroin, as I talked about earlier, has 2.5 million heroin addicts. And you visited Siberia, where the problem is particularly bad. You spoke to a drug addict there named Sergei. Here's what he had to say.
In 2002-2003, heroin came and washed over this whole region. Lots of people began to use it, even those who had never injected before.
So what is fueling this problem with heroin in Russia?
Well, I guess internally in Russia, there is a problem with unemployment and widespread economic problems, social problems, since, you know, going back to the collapse of the Soviet Union in the early 1990s. But what the Russian authorities are now saying is by far the biggest reason why heroin addiction has grown so much here is because of the supply and because of Russia's proximity to Central Asia, the drug routes coming up from Afghanistan through Kazakhstan into Russia. And that, you know, it's just that there is so much heroin coming into Russia now. It's very, very cheap. It's only about $20 a gram of pure heroin that, you know, it's a very, very difficult thing for them to control. And young people are going out and buying it, and they're becoming addicted, and they are dying in huge numbers. As many as 30,000 people will die from heroin overdoses or drug-related illnesses this year in Russia.
When you were in Moscow, you actually spoke with the head of the Russian Counter-Narcotics Service, Viktor Ivanov, and he actually blames, to a certain extent, the United States and Britain for failing to stem the flow of heroin coming out of Afghanistan. Here he is.
Heroin pours down on us like rain. Of course, we can put up our umbrella in the shape of the police, but you can't stop the rain. You need to stop the clouds from forming. Clouds in the shape of Afghan poppy fields. They need to be destroyed.
But we just had this recent announcement from the United States Department of Drug Enforcement. They said that they'd seized almost 1,000% more opium than last year. So if we're seizing more, why is it still flooding into Russia?
Well, it's true that seizures have gone up, and the amount of production has actually decreased in the last 2 years. But just the growth in Afghan heroin production in the previous years is so astonishing. If you look back to 2001, there were about 8,000 hectares of farmland being farmed with opium poppy in 2001. In 2007, that had grown to 193,000 hectares. It's fallen back in the last 2 years, but it's still way, way higher than it was at the end of the Taliban era, when they had really started to get the heroin problem under control.
Well, if you can't solve this problem by seizing opium, how do you solve it? For one idea, we're going to bring in Peter Bensinger. He was the administrator of the Drug Enforcement Administration from 1976 until 1981. That was a time when we were getting a lot of heroin in the United States from Turkey. And as you just heard, Peter, we were talking about the increase in seizures in Afghanistan. So what do you think could be done to, if we can't seize it all, how do we stop the heroin from flowing out of Afghanistan?
Well, there are two points I'd like to make, and I think Mr. Wingfield Hayes correctly identifies one of the problems, which is demand in Russia. But Russia can look to itself first for that problem, because when they invaded Afghanistan 30 years ago, their soldiers became exposed and many addicted to opium and heroin, and brought that craving and demand back to Russia in the 1990s and up through 2000, along with trafficking routes. But the Russian control officer is also right in that the Afghan poppies, which are converted into heroin, are really all consumed in Russia and in Western Europe, and none of it really gets to the United States. Two issues are at stake. One is stopping the crop before it's harvested, and that means a major eradication program. We did that successfully in Mexico, Celeste, but there the Mexican government had control of the country, and they used aerial eradication very successfully. In Turkey, slightly before that, the Turkish government had opium poppies growing in 67 provinces. They outlawed opium poppies in all but seven provinces, the traditional growing areas, and then collected not the gum opium off the poppy pod, but poppy straw, which was then in a factory in Turkey, converted, and eventually wound up as codeine and morphine and Demerol, legal medicines, in Germany and in the United States. And that's one approach that could be considered in Afghanistan. But the geography is different, and the Afghan police and military don't have control of their country the way the governments of Mexico and Turkey had back in the 1970s and 80s.
But that's not the only thing that's different. I mean, in a country where we're trying to, quote, win hearts and minds, I can't imagine them eradicating crops that farmers, poor farmers in Afghanistan, are depending on to support their families and their communities. I mean, to what extent can you not really use the same tactics in one country and in one era that you now use in modern Afghanistan?
I think you have to use different tactics. First, I think the Afghan military and police have to get control of the geography. And then they've got to offer alternative crops and good irrigation and highways and distribution for alternative crops to get to market. At the same time, they've got to destroy the poppies, which are illegal, by the way, all over the world except in four or five places, like Turkey and India and Tasmania. And they have to destroy these, usually most effectively, with aerial eradication.
Okay. Peter Penzinger.
That's got to take place, but it probably can only take place after geography is secured.
And that's a big if. Peter Benzinger is the former administrator of the Drug Enforcement Administration, and we also spoke with Rupert Winfield Hayes. He's the Moscow correspondent for our partner, the BBC.